Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we are. It's almost Christmas time. Hope you're getting your Christmas presents. Don't go to the mall on the weekend, but then you have to. But just know when you do go, it's going to be sad, and there's not going to be parking, and people are angry. But it's Christmas, so be happy. Mm-hmm. I get all that covered?
Yeah.
All right, good. We're here. I want to do this first.
Here we go.
Right now, we are in the Sonic Drive-In Studio.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On the phone. She lives in New Mexico. Her name is Karen. Let's talk to her right now. Hey, Karen, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. Hello.
Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. Good tidings to you. Morning.
Morning.
I messed it up with my good tidings, guys. I'm in the holidays.
All right, man.
Let's do it again. Karen, say good morning again. We'll all yell back at you.
Good morning.
Oh. See, now I messed up the rhythm.
Yes,
do morning studio.
Okay, morning studio.
Morning.
Thank God. It's going to bother me all day. Karen, go ahead.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Morning studio.
Oh, no,
morning.
No, now we're good. Oh. Yeah, now we've done that.
We got it. Yeah.
Let's just start over.
Let's just go home. Okay. Hey, Karen, what do you want to say?
Bobby, okay. I'm like, this is really hard for me to say because I usually don't do this and I don't like call or anything, but even though I always want to, but I was listening to the podcast yesterday and Munchbox is so mean to Abby.
Yes.
And I know you know this, but you're a boss and I've read both your books and you talk about how you were bullied and I just don't know why you tolerate that. Like,
I know.
So sad.
There are times where we have to say stop or we turn his mic off. I've talked to Abby about it too, and she knows he's just being stupid for the most part.
Hold on. Don't call me stupid. That's being a bully. I'm not being a bully.
Am I bullying you right now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. You talk about not being a bully, but you call me stupid right now.
No, I think so, when you do that, that is stupid. When you like mess with, I think you're jealous of her.
No. I don't remember this lady's name, but it's not being a bully when you're being honest with someone.
That's like, your definition of honesty. It's like somebody that goes, man, they just tell it like it is. No, they tell it like you like to hear it.
No. When someone is not good at something, you need to tell them they're not good.
But she's good. She's actually a pretty good singer.
And she's gotten better.
Absolutely,
too.
She has.
Yeah, and she's
you're not acknowledging that part.
Yeah.
I said she's a little less nasally.
Well, that's improvement.
That's improvement, but she's still not good.
Ray, would you put Abby on real quick?
She doesn't sound like Carrie Underwood.
Okay, but nobody does. Yeah, the whole history of Earth.
That's why she's awesome.
Yes, I just checked
the history of Earth.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, Abby.
Uh-huh.
Karen had something to say, and I think she brings up a great point, and I'm glad that we're addressing this. What are your thoughts on the lunchbox?
Of course, her name is Karen.
Okay. You did not have to say that.
Go ahead.
Well, I just know. I mean, I grew up with an older brother, so I've been picked on my whole life, and I just know it's basically the same thing. So I just ignore what he says. Like, my parents are always like, don't show that you're upset. Just let it. Ignore it. So
do you feel like in his heart
he's not dark and cold and mean, but this is some sort of reaction to him feeling inferior. You know, because bullies bully because they're sad or scared or lonely.
I mean, he always wants all eyes on him and all the attention. So when anybody else gets anything, yes, mm-hmm. I think that's him.
Do you want him fired?
That's a little too far.
Let's vote again. Should we fire Lunchbox? Abby?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. Oh. No, I'm
Amy?
No. No, I've sat next to this for like, I don't know, 17 years
It used to be
almost.
You getting the wrath. Eddie?
I stick with my decision, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, I'm going to go no again, but 3-1, we're not going to fire him.
Also, Abby, I'm not picking on you. You want feedback. When you sing, you are open to feedback. That's what happens when you think you're a performer.
No, you go after her, though, for no reason sometimes.
No.
Send me stories at night. He's like, here's this kid that went viral. He's 8. He's already better than Abby. I never even put those on the air.
He does?
Yes, I don't even put those on the air.
And you know why you don't put them on the air? Because you know that 8-year-old is better than Abby.
There's no reason to sometimes go after. Okay.
Wait, here's the thing. I want credible feedback, which is Bobby, because he knows what he's talking about. You don't. Does he know what he's talking about good singing?
No.
Okay.
And then how come no record labels are knocking down the door every time she sings on this air?
There's a lot of great people that aren't signed to record deals yet.
On this air.
Karen, you bring up a great point. It's something I'm actually going to think about a lot over the break. And I think that Lunchbox acts this way like a big brother, but he's jealous of Abby getting airtime. And it's definitely something we'll have to dig further into. But thank you very much for shining a light on that this morning.
You're welcome. Bobby, I have one more thing to tell you.
Okay.
I run a nonprofit organization called Girl Power here in New Mexico. And basically, we talk to all, like, we go to high schools and talk to girls about, abstinence and things like that and, just teenage dating and stuff. But I just want to let you know that we listen to your podcast as one of our, sessions. So I just want to tell you thank you because you encourage the girls so much and you encourage me every day. So
thank you very much. And good for you. I really appreciate you giving back.
And that's what Bobby's doing here with the nonprofit. He's giving Abby girl power. He's like saying, you can do it. See?
I thought she was going to say, we teach abstinence, so we show them a picture of you, and it makes them never want to have sex.
Stop.
I'm like, well, Merry Christmas to me. Karen, that's awesome. Thank you for your time, volunteering with them, for calling us, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right, everybody say bye to Karen.
Bye, Karen.
All right,
bye.
Better attitude, maybe.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I was wondering if it's creepy or heartfelt to get a gift for an ex-girlfriend and mail it to her house for Christmas. It wouldn't be extravagant. It would be a Christmas card with a gift card to a restaurant. The backstory is she ended our relationship because of stress with family, work, etc. We still text, but briefly. I know she still has feelings for me, but she has things in life that she's more focused on. I don't want a gift to say I'm trying to get you back. What do you think? Should I do it? She's a sweet girl. I wouldn't put my name on it. And I wouldn't put a return address, but I know deep down she would melt and make her smile. And she would know it was for me. What do you think? Sign the secret admirer ex-boyfriend. What I think is you want her back. And what I also think is she didn't want to be in the relationship. And I hate to say this before Christmas. You don't really break up for the most part unless you want to break up. And if she's back because of stress with family, work, etc., you could still be in the relationship but not spend as much time focused on it and have a I don't think – I wouldn't do it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. And you don't want to send it anywhere without a name too.
Leave her wondering.
But if she would know it was you, why not put your name on it?
Right.
It just seems like you're still in love and you're kind of hopelessly in love. And the texts are even brief. From me reading between the lines of this email, bro, I don't think she wants to be with you anymore.
It's tough to hear.
It is tough to hear, but I'm going to say it. Does anyone disagree with me?
No,
I smell it, man.
Let it go.
Desperation.
I think it's best to just give her the space if she does have a lot going on right now. And you never know. If you're patient, who knows?
That's true.
It could circle back around, but you can't put that pressure on her.
If you want a gift for yourself, and if your gift is getting her back, let her know you're dating somebody else, even if you're not.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's going to go that way.
Well, yeah. Okay. People want things that are in demand.
That's true.
Yeah, Photoshop yourself with a chick and put it online.
You have to Photoshop it. Somehow you'll mess that up. But yeah, buddy, I wouldn't do that, honestly. I hate that for you. I just wouldn't do it, okay? Thank you. man, it's a way to end the whole holiday.
His heart's in the right place, though. It really is.
It is.
Don't do
that. Well, his heart wants her.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone, it's Jason, who lives in North Carolina. Hey, Jason, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Last year, early January, I sent an email in on the mailbag of me singing Jamie Johnson. Had never sang or anything before, and you had told me to go out and play some shows and see what happened. And over the last year, I've done that, and I've actually gotten so much better. I've started playing for bands. I've started writing my own stuff. And now I'm planning to move to Nashville in the next couple of years. So
good for you, buddy.
I wanted to reach out and thank you for inspiring me to go ahead and do it.
Man, big chances, big results. Like, you just don't want to be 15 years from now going, dang, I wish I would have just tried. Because trying and not succeeding, it's okay. I like it. That's good. Because you can either get better or you can go, well, you know what? I gave it a really great effort and I don't have to wonder anymore. But not trying, like, that's where this is. My only regrets are not going after specific things. And usually I just try. I have no fear of trying and failing. But my real only regrets are, if I didn't go after something, not that I bombed out. I never regret messing up. I never regret failing, except when I pushed that button and got fined $1 million. Other than that, our regrets in life, for the most part, are going to be not mistakes, but lack of effort or lack of working up the courage to do it. So I'm really proud of you, man. That is awesome. Keep grinding. It ain't going to be easy, but if it were easy, everybody will be doing it. You know, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Send me a new clip in the next, you know, after the new year. Send me a new clip you perform in, and we'll air that as well.
I'll be in town next week, so if I see you around, I'll definitely stop you and say what's up.
Yeah, please do. You won't see me around, but if you do, please stop me. But I will either be hibernating in my house, sleeping every minute, or we'll be, you know, in Oklahoma or Arkansas. But I would love to meet you. Maybe we get this thing, it'll be one of those crazy stories in a couple years where you're playing on the show after you got a record deal, you know?
That'd be awesome.
All right, buddy. We'll record yourself singing, and after the new year, maybe we'll play it back, all right?
Perfect. Thank you.
See you, Jason. So the email that he had sent in, and I have the clip, his name's Jason Arendt. He's a college baseball player from North Carolina. He said he's found a love for singing. He's attached a clip, and then he wanted my advice. Now, here was the clip we played.
Times are tough, back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive. Got him home. Looks like we're scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other. Should have sang it in color.
Definitely has the raw talent there to polish that up, make something out of it. So keep at it, man. I love to hear that. Good job. Dang, I'm motivated. I want to go on the road now and be a singer. Come on. All right, thank you for calling.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Thousands of tourists and locals visit the beachfront restaurant Shuckers in Fort Myers Beach every year, and many of them love the tradition of signing a dollar bill and then you tack it on the wall of the restaurant. We've all seen a place similar to this, oh, yeah. Right, where you tack money up, and eventually they run out of wall space. And then what do you think they do, Amy, when they run out of wall space?
They take it all down and start over? Use the money for something good?
Yeah, they do. Yes, they use the money.
Nailed it.
What about they burn it? No, it's a traditional money burn.
No, they take it down for something good.
Once a year, the staff at Shuckers takes down all the bills and donates them to a local charity. I like it they do that. And then I wonder if people steal a couple bucks.
Interest.
Or they just sit there and if you're just sitting at a wall and there's a bunch of money there.
It's tempting, for sure.
You don't have to watch people, huh?
Is it, though? Is it tempting?
Not to me.
Not to me. I know, but Eddie said it's tempting, I don't think it really
no one's
is
perfect.
To him.
When
I could see for some people, but.
Shout out Shuckers. That is really awesome. Fort Myers Beach. Big fans of Fort Myers. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness.
Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. So if she wins, which is Nicole, I'm going to give her not only a selection of crap from the back, I'm also going to give her from our Christmas show on Friday, I'm going to give her this oven that I bought.
Oh, that's awesome.
The small oven that was really cool.
The one that Lunchbox had?
Yeah, it's still back here. He gave it up and had to go spicy. Nicole, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so if you win, you'll get some crap from the back, including this oven that was really cool that I got for Lunchbox. He didn't want it. What's in the crap for the back, Scuba?
I've got a couple DVDs here. One of them is Space Jam. Another one is 3,000 Years of Longing. Telestrations board game, and a Mitchell Tenpenny hat.
Okay, you got a hat, a board game, two DVDs. But really, the mini oven's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Size of a toaster, but it's an oven you can see in it and put heat stuff up like that.
What, you didn't want it, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I still don't understand it because you have an oven in your house. So
but it's
why?
Big, and you can travel with this one.
What, you take it on the road?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not yours.
Like on a road trip?
It doesn't matter.
Like you're in the car, need a pizza? Go, oh, here.
Nicole, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so we're going to give you a chance to win this. I'm going to play you a scene from a Christmas movie. You just named the movie. It's very easy. I want to reward you. I hope you have a great Christmas, but if you don't win, I can't give it to you. Here's a clip.
Stick my tongue to that stupid pole. That's dumb.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Well, I double dog dare you. I triple dog dare you. Come on, come back. Come back. Come in and come back.
Who knows that one, by the way?
I know.
Okay. Do you, Amy?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amy, what is it?
The Christmas Story.
Is that right?
That's right, A Christmas Story. Yeah.
So, Nicole, because you're on the phone, and who knows if your cell goes in and out, we don't want you to have to be on the hook for having to hear properly. So you get to pick Amy. Lunchbox are ready to play for you.
Ooh.
And if they get 4 out of 5, you win the prize. Who do you like?
Okay. I am going with Eddie.
Eddie?
Ah, she's smart.
Okay. Let's go. Number one. Go ahead.
I made my family disappear.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I made my family disappear.
Eddie heard that.
Oh, yeah, I heard it loud and clear.
Can you name it?
Absolutely. Home Alone.
Correct. One. Here's number two.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Get out!
Eddie?
I love that scene. That's Elf.
That is correct.
Come
nice
on.
Job. 2 for 2. Next one.
Somehow or other, it came just the same. It came without ribbons. Came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
Maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store.
Ooh, I think that's Jim Carrey doing How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Correct!
Yeah! Let's go!
You only need one more, Eddie.
Come on.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I love these Christmas movies.
Name it.
Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hooter than they are. Hotter than they are. Whew, it is warm in here.
Well, you have your coat on.
Yes. Oh, do I? How did that happen?
Because it's cold out?
Yes. Yes. It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What did I say? Nipple? There is a nip in the air, though.
Can I take something out for you?
That's Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation.
That's correct. Wow.
Come on!
Wow. Let's just see if he can run it.
Come on, let's go.
Play the last one.
You killed him.
Did not. And he's not Santa.
Well, he was.
He's got some ID on him, I bet. If something should happen to me, put on my suit, the reindeer will know what to do. Yeah, right.
The Santa Claus?
The correct answer. Wow. Nicole, you picked the right guy. You went 5 for 5.
Come on.
You get a little selection of games
so
and prizes
excited.
Up. Thank you, Nicole. Where do you live exactly?
Huntington, Indiana.
Okay, I think I might have said that, but I just need to picture it again. And how's the holiday going so far?
It is going great. We are actually in the middle of our office Christmas party. I'm getting ready to give my employees their gifts.
Let's go.
Yeah. Wow. We love that.
You can give them some crap from the back. A gift certificate for it. All right, there is Nicole. Congratulations, Eddie. Good job, buddy.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
Nicole.
To one and good tidings to good night.
Ah, everyone.
Whatever people say. Yes. Here are my top 5 plus 2 TV shows of the year. I tried to do just 5, but I couldn't.
That's the plus 2.
So my top 5 plus 2 TV shows of the year. All these for different reasons are amazing. Severance on Apple Plus. Anybody else watch it?
No.
God, it's the greatest.
3 episodes.
It ended and I was like, I can pay you $9.99 for another episode.
Okay.
I wanted it. I just loved it. Severance, Apple Plus. The Patient on Hulu with Steve Carell, where he gets held hostage. He's held hostage and he's the guy's therapist. Amazing show, only 30 minutes. Anybody watch it?
No.
One episode.
Okay. Peripheral on Amazon Prime.
That's the end of the world stuff, right? Your sci-fi.
Ish. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. It's like she is in a virtual, like, what's that thing we have where you put it over her head?
Virtual reality.
Yeah, what's it called?
Oculus.
It's like Oculus. It's 10 years in the future. Not way in the future, but while she's in there, she's discovering stuff.
Okay.
Awesome. Anybody watch that?
No. I started it.
You did?
Oh. Yeah, I'm like 3 episodes in. It's
you like
pretty
it?
Good. Yep.
Yeah, that's good. That's 3. Peacemaker on HBO Max. With John Cena.
I saw it. Watched it. Yeah. Good. Great. Watch it.
Okay.
Great?
Yes. Very enjoyable.
Awesome. You're not going to like this one. House of Dragon. This is the Game of Thrones prequel.
Oh, no. Never seen
it. Go ahead. Say it.
Awesome.
No, no, say it.
What? Nope,
not doing it.
Anybody watch it?
Anybody watch it?
No.
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 Okay. Winning Time on HBO Max.
Great.
The Magic Johnson.
The Lakers.
Oh, yeah. I watched a few episodes. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Yeah. Really like that. It. And then finally, Yellow Jackets on Showtime about the girls' high school soccer team that their plane crashes and they have to survive with each other based on the Miracle in the Andes stuff.
Watched it all.
I didn't watch that either.
So good.
It was so good, right?
Yeah.
Those are my top seven shows. And I would say The Old Man we're watching now on Hulu. I haven't finished it yet. It's amazing. It's
really?
It's best five plus two. Honorable mention one.
Because it's amazing.
The Old Man, which was an FX show, apparently stopped airing in July, but now it's on Hulu. It's awesome. Jeff Daniels is an old guy who used to be like in the FBI or something. And now they're trying to get him because he knows too much. But he's an old man. He's been living a life just as an old man. And now he's got to figure out how to fight back.
It's not Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Bridges. Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I get not the Dumb Lloyd. And Dumber guy mixed up with Jeff Bridges. The dude. The Old Man. It's called The Old Man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Those are my top five plus two plus one honorable mention.
Wow.
Shows of the year.
Wow.
Thank you. Lunchbox wanted to shine a little light on himself for a segment here. It's basically a tell me something good, but Lunchbox did something super special. Can we hit Lunchbox with a tell me something good, right? Special Lunchbox version?
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
So I always tell you guys, you don't tip on to-go orders. Well, I ordered to-go the other day, and I roll up to the restaurant, and I'm like, man, I got three kids in the car. I don't want to have to go in and get it. So I call the restaurant, and they don't have curbside. Like, they don't have any spots. And I just said, hey, I'm out here. I'm three spots down in this car. Any chance you can bring my food out? Because I got three kids in the car. Oh, yeah, I guess I can do that. And the girl came out, and I was like, man, I need to hook her up. So I reached into my pocket, and I went, boom, and I slapped $2 in her hand as a thank you. I tipped on to-go. That's pretty awesome.
That was a little more than to-go. She actually had to take it out to your car, though,
which wasn't
a normal thing. I mean, that should be a tip.
Yeah, so I gave her $2, and I felt really good. I was like, man, I actually tipped on a to-go order. That's pretty nice.
That's the light you wanted to shine on yourself?
Yeah, it's like
you
an ICU.
What should have been done?
It's an ICU, tell me something good, and she brought me out the food, so it was like also a tell me something good for
good
her.
Good news countdown, all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, everything.
Mm-hmm. You're proud of yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's okay. What it's all about.
I guess. Tell me something good.
Hey, we're proud of you. Small steps, buddy.
Wow. And I did not want $2, but $2. That's
$2.
Yeah, we heard
did
that.
Did you have more cash than that?
Yeah. Well, I had a 5 and 2 1s.
Why didn't you just give her the 5?
Well, that's a lot for just walking up to my car.
But that wasn't part of her job.
I know. But that's like when you go somewhere and it's like, oh, you have a dollar or you have a 10. What are you going to do? You're going to
get the dollar. Well, it's different than a 2 and a 5.
That's right. It's a little different.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Thank
small
you.
Growth, right?
Yep. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I want to encourage you guys to check out the Jerry Jones special on our podcast called 25 Whistles. It's where we went to Dallas and hung out with the Cowboys all day and the owner. And I asked Jerry Jones, who's your favorite artist? Like country music?
I like Stapleton, but I'm a great Roy Orbison fan. He'll stop me in my tracks when I see some of his great music. I can't move when Dream comes on. Dreams.
I'll sing it a little bit. Dream. That's pretty good, huh?
Roy, you're right on
cue. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Here is Jerry Jones talking about how music's a big part of the Dallas Cowboys.
Music is a big part of the Cowboys. We play it hard every day during practice just to have the kind of replicating the noise that they'll be seeing. And I was down here in the dressing room. I wish I'd have taken you down. But you couldn't have heard yourself talk in that dressing room. And the biggest fights that come on in a dressing room is whether we're going to play country, we're going to play some soul, and then every now and one will step up and say, guys, I'm tired of this arguing. We're going to have a little church music in here before we go to the field.
That's Dad coming in. We're going to play church music if you guys want to do that.
That's probably Matt Overton.
Yeah, we also heard them playing music through the wall. It was like, dum, dum, dum.
While we're doing that interview.
Yeah, it's good. So check it out. Just search for 25 Whistles. Listen to the Jerry Jones special. I'm not a humongous Cowboys fan for life. I love Jerry Jones
because
he's from Arkansas.
Now you are.
But you and Mike were huge Cowboys fans.
Oh, my God.
We didn't just go do it to geek out about the Cowboys. I was just generally curious about Jerry Jones, but we also geeked out about the Cowboys.
Of course we
while
did.
Doing that.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I have a list of things that women do that are very confusing to men.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, sometimes we have dreams and our significant other may pop up in it and then we hold it against them throughout the day.
Yeah. I get trouble. I was always told as a kid, chase your dreams, not apologize for your wife's.
That's funny.
And that happens sometimes because I do get in trouble. Why can't I apologize in the dream? How come that version of me is not in there going?
No, that never happens.
It's like, hey, I know you're about to wake up. So I just want to say I'm sorry for everything that happened in here. And real Bobby did nothing. Like, why am I not in her dream doing that? I'd pay that guy. Because that'd be paying me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yes, I agree.
Sometimes as women,
I never have a dream about her and get mad at it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I don't get mad at any. But also,
yeah, because it makes sense. It's a dream.
Yeah, and I get murdered in my dreams for the most part.
Oh, man. Oh.
But I never get, even the murderer, I'm like, you know what? That was a dream.
Yeah. It's all good.
Go ahead.
So sometimes women can say, oh, what should we eat? And then the guy will list about five things, and she's like, ugh, I'm not in the mood for any of that. Yeah, and the guys are like, why did you even ask me?
Well, we do this on an app. If we have been traveling a lot, we don't have any groceries. She's like, let's just order something. And I'm like, what do you want to get? She goes, I don't know. I don't just pick somewhere. I'll find something from wherever you order. And then I'll go. I'll be like, okay, let's do this place. Sushi. I don't want any of that. I said, okay, then you pick a place. And then I'll order something from it. And then she'll pick a place. I'm like, no, I don't want any of that.
Oh, gosh.
So okay, we're both like that. Yeah, we do that. Yeah.
Women tend to love a lot of pillows on the bed, decorative pillows. And guys just don't understand that. They don't get why there has to be so many.
We never use them.
Yeah.
My head never goes on. It's even a pillow. It's basically art. It's soft art.
Oh, you can't use it. If your head hits that pillow, you're in trouble.
It'll scratch your neck, and then we throw it on the floor. I do. She's like, why are you putting pillows on the floor? They're not pillows. That's just art. Yeah, it's dumb.
And this one I'm so guilty of. Buying things on sale, and you're only buying it because it's on sale, saying you saved 50% when you could have saved 100% by not buying it in the first place.
Yeah, but I do that too. So. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, I saw a study that said it is so important to have girls' nights out or a night out with your guys. Therapists say that it's essential to build up these friendships and have this escape. So plan it for every couple of months or try to do it quarterly. Just go ahead and put it on your calendar with your guys or your girlfriends, and that way it's on there and you're more likely to do it and start building up that community of people that you can go to that are outside of your home.
All right, I just put it in twice a week is what you said. So
no,
it is what it is.
Cool. No, I said maybe quarterly.
No, that's not what I heard. All right, go ahead.
And I bet you heard it as
well. A lot of golf. Yep.
Yes. Shocker. So speaking of relationships, Kelsey Ballerini opened up on a podcast about her split from Morgan Evans. She was on Tell Me About It with Jade Iveen, and here's what she had to say.
I'm a 29-year-old woman who got married really young to a person that I was so deeply in love with, by the way. Like, and I have to honor that, even through the mess of it right now. And I just don't think there's a lot of stories of just women at any age, but especially in your 20s, just going, you're a good person, I'm a good person, and I choose me. And so I think that's confusing to people.
I know I was supposed to comment after all the stories, but I'm just going to not say anything.
Okay, I'm Amy, that's my bio.
What's up?
I ended it. He didn't.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? She didn't really open up about anything.
She's saying that she had to choose herself.
I can't really comment on that and be honest because I know them. And if I'm like, oh man, I wonder what they'll. I have nothing to say because I'll just end up getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Or making somebody mad.
Well, my takeaway from that, just in listening to the clip, not anything else out in the world, is that sometimes it's really hard to make that decision.
I agree.
To choose yourself, even if you care about somebody else. And doesn't mean they're a bad person at all. This could be not even in a breakup, but any decision that you have to make. Sometimes you've got to make that tough call to put yourself first.
I like that you went there, and that's tough for a lot of folks to do, and I hope everybody does it if it's a healthy decision for you.
Yeah, because we tend to want to do whatever's not going to rock the boat because we don't want to hurt anybody.
I don't mind rocking a boat.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Bobby to rock a boat on this.
I don't need to rock a boat. I'm not going to be fake and have some comment that isn't real. So that's a cool podcast. Good for everybody. America rules, you know?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
I love dogs.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Christine Smith was driving down the road in Riverside, California when she heard a pop. She's like, oh, must have got a flat tire. And she pulls over. Car goes up in flames, and her husband's in there with her granddaughter, and he grabs the granddaughter, gets her out. Well, she just had knee surgery, and she can't get out. Well, luckily for her, Elton Ward was driving down the road, pulled over, went and pulled her out of the car as the car went all the way up in flames, and she's okay.
Shouldn't they have these cars now where they don't just blow into flame?
They should.
Yeah, and can't you hit a button that, like, shoots your door off so you can get out?
Oh, I wouldn't want that because I'd probably do that just to test
it. Accidentally hit it?
Well, yeah.
While you're driving?
I mean, Yeah, that's a big, big one.
Or your kids would do it.
Yeah. No, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, the door shooting, I don't agree with.
Bad idea, Lynch.
Yeah, but never mind.
Good story. A dude stopped and saved their lives. It's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why did Santa's helper go see a therapist?
Why did Santa's helper go see a therapist?
Because he had low elf esteem.
That was the morning corny.
Pretty good.
I like it.
Hey, I want to acknowledge Ray for a second. Ray is our audio producer. He sits behind the board, pushes all the buttons. We give Ray a hard time because he gets here so early. Lunchbox, why does Ray get here so early?
To take a nap, to go to the gym, because he's scared he's going to oversleep.
And Ray, what time, if you were normal, do you think you would get here?
Without me being all a worrywart or whatever, probably 3:30 a.m. would be safe.
Why that? No, not safe. You'd probably get here around 4:20, 4:30, right?
Sure.
Because the show goes on at 5.
Yeah.
Half hour. What time do you get here?
1:30.
So you get here at 1:30. You don't really need to be here till 4:30.
He wastes half his life.
Correct.
Right. And you go to bed way earlier at home.
Yeah, like 5.
Right. Which we have early job, but that's
5
He has such anxiety about it that he's not healthy. And I understand, but not that part. And so you get here so early. You and your wife don't get to see each other sometimes because you go to bed early.
Yeah, we sacrifice that.
But I'm not asking you to.
I know, I am.
You can get here at 4.
Yeah.
No, you know, sometimes he sits in that chair and sleeps. He hurt his ankle the other day because he fell asleep in that chair.
It's his own system, man.
I mean,
he's always here. We always make fun of him. However, something finally happened, and he's lucky he was here that early, right?
Yeah, it took the entire year to finally pay off. The board was broken. It absolutely blew up. None of the mics worked. None of you guys could have talked on the air. We would have had dead air at 5 a.m. Scuba can verify this. So because I was here, we alerted engineers in Indiana, Philadelphia, L.A., New York City, and it was fixed by showtime.
Was it all worth it then?
Yeah!
It was all worth it.
Good job.
And you guys never would have known that.
That still ain't worth it. But I'm proud of you. Thank you, buddy.
Yes.
You are awesome. Dedicated. He gets here 3-4 hours before he has
That's
to.
Ridiculous.
It's crazy. We're doing Pick a Bit. The three segments up to be picked from. Our Lunchbox claims that somebody on the show is up to no good. There's a snake in the grass. And he has audio to prove it. That's one. Number two, a dating check-in with our single Morgan and single Abby, who are both in the dating world. And one of them has news. Or a random celebrity that follows Ray on Instagram has been checking out his stories, and he's like, wait, how did this happen? Those are the three. Now, if you're in it, you can't vote. Amy, which story do you want to hear?
Gosh, I don't know. They're all so good. But, I mean, Lunchbox is plus audio. So I guess I'm going to go lunch.
Eddie?
Don't care about Ray's celebrity watching his Instagram stories. The girls, I feel like eventually we'll hear about that. The fact that Lunchbox has audio and he thinks that someone is a snake in the grass, I want it.
What if it's you?
I don't think it's
I don't
me.
Even know who it is or if it's been good.
I'm not a snake in the grass.
Because I'm voting. I didn't want to know what the bit was. I'm going to go snake in the grass, too. You got all three.
Yeah! Come on!
You're the winner. You picked the bit. Okay, Lunchbox. So you did send me an email, and it said, the show has a huge snake in the grass. I had to confront someone. And then they sold someone out.
Ooh.
And he goes, this is juicy. That's all I know. I don't know what it is. You have been picked. Lunchbox? Tell me about snake in the grass.
So we had packages sent up here from St. Jude. Had a nice mug in it, a nice candle. Every single person got one. Mine was sitting in the green room in there, the Hyundai green room. And I'm like, I go to get it and it's gone. And the only person that was still here was Abby. And she was the only one that could have seen it. She was sitting in that room. So I call her and I'm like, okay, she's messing with me, right? So I record it and I say, Abby, give me my stuff back. And instead of, you know, denying, she sold out the person that stole it.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
I know why you're in a good mood now.
Why?
You need to return my St. Jude bag.
What? No, I did not take it. That was Amy.
What do you mean?
That was Amy, I think, that took it.
So why did she take my bag?
I don't know. There was one sitting, because I put Bobby's on his desk, and then there was one sitting in the green room, and she came out, and I was like, she's like, is this mine? I was like, no, I don't think that's yours.
That was definitely mine.
Oh, it's all mine. I didn't take it. I promise.
But basically, Abby knew that was Amy. Instead of just denying it, she sold her out in 2 seconds.
I think she was trying to help you track it down.
Yeah. I felt like that was a snake in the grass.
But Amy did take it when she knew it wasn't hers.
Yes.
That's the real story.
No, I went around and asking people, and I said, is this anybody's? And Abby, I didn't say, Abby, is this mine? I said, Abby, do you know whose this is? And we started digging in there. Every single bag had a card in it. That one had no card. And no one was claiming it. So I will give it back to you. It's not like, I was like, nobody's claiming
it. But you know it wasn't yours.
But nobody was claiming it. It was extra. I thought it was extra. Nobody claimed it. And there was no card.
Snake in the grass!
Snake in the grass! Amy.
And I know it's a very valuable bag because Amy asked me for mine, too.
Yes.
And
that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm saying.
And I'll give it back.
Lunchbox, it's not a big deal.
Amy got three bags?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And you guys always give me a hard time. She took it knowing it wasn't hers. And then Abby sold her out. It was great. It was a double-edged sword. That's
There's a pawn shop with some St. Jude stuff right now.
Sorry.
Snake in the grass!
Wow,
I just got three bags.
Lunchbox, you can have it back. It's not a big deal.
Mm. Oh, it's not a big deal, but you just took it!
Yay!
Why wasn't your name in it?
Because I took my card out and I read the card and I was like, oh, I'll grab the bag when I'm leaving. And then...
Ooh, is that a snake?
A snake.
Whoa, is that a snake in the grass? Whoa!
All right, I'm going to play this song when you tell
me. Hey, was that a snake? Good job, guys. Good vote.
Yeah, good
Amy,
that's good.
Hey, you know what's great? Is Amy voted for it?
It's
it was
fine.
Busted her, too.
But I don't...
She went to to the pet shop, bought a snake, and it bit her and killed her. Oh!
But I didn't feel, I, it's fine.
That's what
it
is, what it is, America. Snake in the Grass on Peacock.
Thanks, Abby.
Mike D is one of my best friends. He's the head writer on the show. Like I say, oftentimes he's the backbone that you never see. Although we don't really see our backbones that much, do we?
No, we really can't.
Of me in the show. So, vital importance. Known as Quiet Mike, Movie Mike. He's got a lot of nicknames. Tidy Mike. Mm-hmm. But mostly, a lot of people know Mike because he has a very inspirational story of losing over 100 pounds. And it wasn't any crazy diet. It wasn't any sort of surgery. He just started walking. That was it.
Started walking. Eating better, slowly but surely.
And what prompted you to lose the weight?
I wanted to wear cooler clothes.
Was there anything that you saw that made you go, okay, I didn't realize this, but now that I see it, maybe I could get, I could grow from this? A picture?
Yeah, I took a picture with one of my favorite comedians ever, Adam Carolla. And I was so excited to post the picture, but when I saw it, I didn't really recognize myself. My clothes didn't fit right. I was like, that's really how I look. And even though it was with my favorite comedian, I didn't want to post it because I didn't feel comfortable with myself.
So the first day that you decide you're going to, and you don't know it's going to be a whole life change, but the first day you want to start changing, you just get up and walk?
Yeah, I just started walking and drinking a lot more water, slowly cut out things because in the past I tried to lose weight. I've failed many times at it. And it was because I would go all in. I would try to give everything up and then try to exercise all the time. But I found that just starting small and making little changes would have the lasting effects. And it wasn't going to happen overnight. It took me a year.
And you were able to build habits.
Yeah.
Because you weren't killing yourself.
That I continue to do. And I've kept the weight off now for 8 years. So 364 out of the days out of the year, I stick to it. But my one day.
He's not a vegan.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
crazy. He's not a vegan because he's what we think of as a hippie vegan who only eats air. Like, he's a vegan because he found for him, it keeps him disciplined. It's healthy for him. He still runs like 10 miles. It's crazy how much he runs. He just goes and runs. He's like, I did a small run today. I look at his Instagram. 10.3 miles.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? So you have a whole new life. It's a new lifestyle. You're a very hard worker. But I like that one day a year, you go absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
It's his purge day. And so you plan this day.
Just like the movie where for one day, all crime is legal, even murder. I murder food on this day.
Oh, food. Good. Thank God.
Thank goodness he said that.
Okay, so walk us through your purge day. You wake up and?
I start with breakfast.
What day is this, by the way? Is this on a?
This is Christmas Day.
It is. Okay. Walk us through breakfast.
So for breakfast, I want biscuits and white gravy. I'll do a stack of pancakes with some maple syrup, a couple slices of French toast, and then some fresh chocolate chip cookies.
Eddie's like, that's normal.
Wow. I mean, that's yesterday.
Okay, that's a massive breakfast.
It's a big breakfast.
Go ahead, next up.
And then I'll have a snack later, and I'll do chips and queso and a slice of cheesecake.
Oh, man.
Wow, those are my two favorite things, but I would never snack them between breakfast and lunch. Wow. Okay.
I got a lot of food to fit in this day.
Go ahead, next up.
And then we'll do lunch. I'll do a large cheese pizza, some garlic knots with some mozzarella sauce, and then a slice of pineapple upside down cake.
Are you even hungry, though, by lunch?
It goes right through me. Like that's the thing with me. Like, I can just keep eating. I don't get full.
Wow. I get full after one bite of anything because my stomach is so messed up.
Like, every pizza is a personal pizza in my eyes. Like, that's just how I am.
And you can eat a whole large pizza for lunch?
Yeah.
Just one meal?
It doesn't affect me.
Oh, my God.
Even
goodness.
After a whole snack of chips and queso?
Yeah.
And cheesecake.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that's lunch. Go ahead.
And then for dinner, this year I'm doing an all-sides dinner. Nice. I just want side dishes.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to do mac and cheese, waffle fries, some garlic mashed potatoes, some of my mom's stuffing with brown gravy, rice and beans, and then some of those King's Hawaiians rolls.
Those are good.
Now, is that the end of it, or do you have up until midnight? Is it one of those things where if the clock turns, you're done, but you can have all you want until the clock turns?
Yeah.
Will you do like a snack, 11 p.m. snack?
I'll do a final dessert, and then I'll do a pint of Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Is that the final dessert?
That's the final one.
Ben & Jerry's?
Yeah.
A whole pint?
A whole pint.
If you're halfway through the pint and the clock strikes midnight, does it go away? Or will you finish it?
I'll finish it, yeah. I can get all that in, though.
What about the beer? Is there any beer in there?
Yeah, I start the beer around lunchtime.
He didn't bring that up.
That's what I'm talking
That's
about.
What I was going to have here at the end. I pace out. I start with six and then kind of lose count.
Oh, gosh.
Six beers.
Yeah, like a six pack.
Wait, are you even functioning at the end of
Christmas
Day?
Do you drink beer
Day?
At all during the year?
Very rarely. Like my birthday, if there's a special occasion, I will.
You'll do six? You'll do more than six in a day?
Yeah. I'll lose track after six.
What'd you ask him, Amy?
Like, I just, like, at the end of the day, is he even, like, functioning?
Is it, like, Thanksgiving? You know how we're like, oh,
Well, I mean, he said he doesn't get full, but I mean, if he starts with six and then loses count, I'm just wondering what he is like Christmas night.
I feel fine. And then the next day I wake up, I'm completely fine. I'll go for a run and it's all back to normal.
Crazy.
And then I don't want it anymore. I'm good.
Congratulations on maintaining a healthy lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle is. And it may change this year to next year. And everybody has their own journey. Like, you're very inspirational in how you've done it. And I'm glad you purge.
Yeah.
He's like, so am I.
I've not seen that movie. I know he talks about it every year when he...
They say, but okay, this day, you can do anything you want. And it eliminates a lot of the riffraff.
Movie Mike, should we watch it?
I like that movie. I like horror movies, though.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Would you want to watch his purge of food? Chronicle the whole day.
Film it. Hey, some people might.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
Have fun. There he is, Mike D and Mike D's purge. I'm sure we'll get the whole report when we get back. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. As we do our lists from the year, we have Amy's top 3 glitches.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is the best.
Where I think that Amy is part of a simulation I'm living in, and sometimes she glitches out. And I'm like, I knew it. Because this all might be a simulation that I've paid for, and I'm now living it. Because look at my life. My wife's way hotter than me.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm doing way better than I did when I was a kid. Made a pretty good life for myself. I got great friends. I have no musical talent, yet I'm in a band that sells out big venues.
All over the country.
Not that funny. I do stand-up comedy, sell out theaters. Like, I must have paid for the premium package. So the only time I ever realized it is when Amy glitches on the air, and I'm like, oh, I knew it. They programmed her wrong.
Yeah.
Here are Amy's top three glitches from 2022. At number three, we're talking about fundraising in her pile. And here is Amy saying fundraising.
So on Kickstarter, there's people fundraising. I guess, I mean.
It's a minor glitch. You can kick the computer.
Yeah.
Fix it right up.
Just a little.
I just like didn't
just a
even.
A little tap. You're good.
I gave up
okay,
on the
okay,
word.
Okay.
Totally.
Number two, Amy asked if I'd be interested in a list of the shortest female country artists. And then she couldn't get the words out, most of them are, while trying to answer me. And she didn't go like, most of them are, or most of them all. She instead said this.
Do you care about the list of the shortest female country artists?
Are they current?
What?
What the heck?
Most of them are.
That was crazy.
She didn't even answer the question. She wasn't even trying to say the word. Will you play the whole thing again?
Do you care about the list of the shortest female country artists?
Are they current?
What?
What the heck? Tell me that's not it.
No, man. That's a malfunction.
That's a glitch.
That's
yes,
a glitch.
It is. Send it back.
What if I'm trying to break free in the simulation?
That was hilarious.
So the number one glitch of Amy this year during Fun Fact Friday, this was a fact that she was trying to read. There's a McDonald's location in Germany, which has a float-through instead of a drive-through. You paddle up to a dock, you place your order, and it's brought out to you by the staff. That's what she was trying to say. There's a McDonald's location in Germany. Here is her glitching.
So you can paddle up on a dock, place your order, and then it's brought out to you by the staff, and it's called McDonald's. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Whole clip again.
So you can paddle up on a dock, place your order, and then it's brought out to you by the staff, and it's called
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of
McDonald's. Oh, wow.
Those aren't sounds in the English language at all. They programmed that wrong. The ones and zeros, they didn't give them the right order.
Hey, that to me is the most obvious.
That's why it's number one.
Mm-hmm.
So she was trying to say McDonald's. Here's just the clip again. Again, McDonald's. I don't even know those sounds.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's why I think I could be living in a simulation.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one they didn't program exactly right.
I'm starting to believe it.
Does your daughter believe in simulation? I don't know. I don't believe. Listen, it's just a theory. So I don't want people to think I'm a big simulation guy, although it could be possible.
Oh, boy.
You can't prove it's not. Does your daughter believe in this?
Well, she was in speech or is in speech this year in school. And so every week she had to give a speech. And I wanted to tell you about how she wrote a whole speech on simulation.
Nice.
And she's never heard you talk about it, but she was talking about her faith and like believing in God. And she said, but I got to be honest, sometimes it feels like we could be living in a simulation. And she said that the first time she thought it was back at the orphanage, and she would just wonder who was controlling it and what was happening. And she did a whole speech about it.
If you believe in predestination, that is a version of God doing a, he's picking everything. And you know, I can't prove I'm not. I can't prove that. I can't be inside of you. I can't feel your feelings. So how do I even know you have feelings?
Mm. Well, I have them.
That's true. But you're programmed odd.
Very odd.
Like right now, she's having a, no, this is not the time to cry.
Oh, no, you're going to short circuit.
Okay.
You good over there? No, back. What?
Yes, I'm good.
That was programmed for another person with another language, is what it was.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from St. Louis, Missouri. A man rolled up to the drive-thru of a KFC, put his order in, said, oh, I'd like a side of corn. And he pulls up to the window. They said, oh, sorry, sir. I hate to tell you, we're out of corn. Pulled out a gun and shot the guy in the stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
He lived, right?
So,
yes, he lived. Stable condition.
I don't know how that, you know, I had that Instagram stories. You do your finger, and it's like, how much do you, and you pick, pull to the side or not. You guys know that little graph
they
do?
The
little,
like
oh, yeah.
It?
Yeah. I wonder how much you like corn.
A lot.
All the way.
Or was it how much does he love corn, or how bad is your day going?
Oh, a little bit of both.
Or how bad is your life going?
Dang.
Oof.
But those stomach shots, though, I mean.
They're not good.
Yeah, yeah, but you don't die, I don't think.
Well, you do if you just get shot and keep going on your day. You gotta go to the doctor.
That's true.
I'm assuming he didn't die because we don't do deaths in the Bonehead.
Critical but stable condition.
Oh, man.
That's still set.
Not good.
But stable. Stable. Guys, like, stable means he's cool.
I hear you. That's what the doctor says. Yeah, stable or it's cool.
It's cool, man.
It's cool. And sounds like they got some good corn. We should go to that one. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news countdown.
It's the good news countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Here we go.
Number three.
Animal control officers in Florida found a 12-year-old dog abandoned in a motel room that had run away 7 years ago. They contacted Jazzy's owner after they scanned her microchip, who flew to Florida to get Jazzy. Jazzy's back home. Again, 7 years ago, that dog was lost and was four states away.
What?
The owner had to be like, wait, is this a joke? Am I being scammed? Mm-hmm. Are you also a Nigerian prince? I got to buy a plane ticket? What if they just sent you a picture of the dog? Like, this is your dog and the microchip. And it's just older.
Crazy.
That's crazy. I'm glad she has the dog back. That's crazy. All right, next one.
Number two.
A daughter posted a video on TikTok of her mom watching the door of her empty restaurant, and she captioned it, I wish I could give her customers for Christmas. Well, the post was viewed over 39 million times, and the next day, TikTokers from all over drove to the small taco shop in Glenview, Illinois to eat. She later posted a video of everybody there, the place packed out, and said, thank you, it's been incredible.
Let's go.
So she got her the Christmas gift.
So cool.
That's cool.
Number one.
Nate Eaton, a.k.a. the East Idaho Secret Santa, is back again this year to give away $1 million to people who need it in Eastern Idaho. Recently, he showed up to the home of Danette, who lives and cares for her 28-year-old son with special needs. Eaton gave them two boxes, one containing $2,000 worth of gas cards and the other a check for $15,000 enough to pay off the rent. But the other, it was spicy.
No, they played a game.
They played a game. She had to pick.
That was
the good news countdown.
That's it. Morgan, what's on the podcast?
Eddie performed a Christmas song for us.
Can we play that on the podcast? Feliz Navidad. It's public domain. It's copyrighted.
Oh,
dang.
Well, you can watch it on YouTube.
On our YouTube channel.
There we go.
Good job. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you listening. Bye, everybody.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad from the bottom of Bobby's heart.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at betterhelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.